My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
We're going to get to the training camp report here momentarily. You asked me a question right before the break. What if we're in on all these names in perpetuity? I don't know where you were taking me with that, so I kind of want to know. But to me, it's like it doesn't bother me. You're looking for ways to get better. I don't want to be used as some sort of a patsy. I do think that there's names.
Well,
that,
here's why I bring it up. So we get brought up for Brandon Ayuk.
Yeah.
T. Higgins is going to be another one.
Yep.
CeeDee Lamb.
Yep.
An analytical front office. You wouldn't think they'd want to pay top dollar for a wide receiver.
No.
That doesn't seem like the formula. That doesn't mean it would never happen.
And they really haven't. I mean, you're getting a deal at $20-something million for Amari Cooper.
Oh, my God, yes.
And Jerry Jeudy, remember, they paid Jerry Jeudy, and we went, oh, my God, what are you? Well, they are taking a gamble. They believe that Jerry Jeudy will be able to outperform that contract. And then by the time if Jerry Jeudy does outperform that contract, we might find ourselves in a Brandon Ayuk situation
here. But that's
here.
What I mean.
But that's a good problem to
Jerry
have.
Jerry Jeudy and trading for Amari Cooper, that seems to be more the likelihood, the type of tactic financially, analytically that they would go after. It's interesting to hear so many Browns fans want to go after the big-name wide receiver that's going to cost the most amount of money. That doesn't seem to be the way that they would want to strike. They would want to eventually, now they haven't hit on the third round wide receivers in the past. We'll see about Cedric Tillman, right?
They are.
But it seems like they
head
would
over heels right now with him.
But,
I'm going to hold off.
And that's exciting. It is camp, but that is exciting. The question is, would they be the type of team that would do that as opposed to draft one when you can get so many talented, much, much cheaper wide receivers in the draft? And that includes a first round,
but they haven't drafted. They haven't drafted him that high, and so I do think that with their analytical point of view would be, hey, if you take a first round wide receiver with this group of guys, shouldn't be Corey Coleman, should be a good wide receiver. Now I got to see what next year's class looks like. Maybe that has something to do with it, and maybe that opens up the books on CeeDee Lamb there. Now I don't know what Jerry Jones is going to do. I think Jerry Jones is a wild man. I think part of that's hot air. Part of that's just hearsay. He'll probably get a deal done. But again, it's another example of the market. It's a market in itself of top-end wide receivers who do not believe that they are going to get paid what they are worth, and so they are going to try to get what they are worth. We saw it already with Stephon Diggs. It was a conversation with Justin Jefferson. It's going to be a conversation. It's becoming a conversation with Ja'Marr Chase, T. Higgins, like you said, who can be a number one in this league. We've already talked about it to death with Brandon Ayuk. It was a little bit of a conversation with Amari Cooper, but he's so quiet that it really didn't leave Cleveland.
Right.
And we're going to probably get there with CeeDee Lamb and probably some wide receiver who's in college right now. We'll get there with Marvin Harrison and Malik Nabers and everybody else. It's going to happen. It just, that's the name of the game. So if you miss on Ayuk, okay, you will be in on somebody else. Oh, and if you miss on that guy, you'll be in on somebody else. Or you'll draft a guy, and then you'll be one of those teams, hopefully, that, hey, are the Browns going to pay so-and-so? Are the Browns going to pay Anthony Lima? Are they going to do that? I mean, he wants to be paid. He's played like a top five wide receiver, damn it. He should. Well, do you want to pay $32 million a year? Has he played to A.J. Brown's level? Like, those are the conversations that teams
have.
Well,
you know, also, Justin, you...
And that Calvin Ridley thing you've brought up before, that's another sticking point to it, that these agents see and they go, what the hell is this?
Sure. What is interesting, definitely, and you talking about that, I mean, if this offense, for whatever reason, is stuck in mud this season, like, that's going to drum up even more conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Even more mm-hmm. about, go get another wide receiver. Go get another one.
Mm-hmm. Are we ready for the training camp report? Away we go!
Training camp update brought to you by Classic Chevy and Classic Ford in Menards.
Speaking of wide receivers, I'm just going to let you know. I think Cedric Tillman, and pretty almost 100% positive he's going to start tomorrow. In the game against Green Bay, they're loving Cedric Tillman. I don't want to make too big a deal about it because I don't know wide receivers the way that I know other positions.
Well, we don't want to turn into the Anthony Schwartz fiasco where he was highlighted in two different training camps two different preseasons.
That was almost, we are going to throw you the ball until we are absolutely certain that you can't catch it. I think with them, the way they feel, though, that with third round and back end, like David Bell, I think, is going to play a lot tomorrow. He was a third-round pick,
yep.
Third-round and later wide receivers. I think that they kind of view those more as risk-reward guys. First-round picks with anybody you better hit on. Second-round picks with anybody you better hit on. But they really haven't spent that on wide receivers. I know that the Elijah Moore thing got moved around, but they still were able to take Cedric to. Like, I get that. But you still... How much do I hold them accountable for when the investment they've made in wide receivers has been trades? Elijah Moore, you can hold them accountable for that. So far, Jerry Jeudy, I don't know. I have no idea what he's going to be. He's made a big catch in practice. That's it. Amari Cooper's been sterling for you. That one's worked out. But as far as the draft, we really don't have much to talk about. The things we have to talk about are things we really don't want to. So, Donovan Peoples-Jones in round six, that was about as good as a round six you're going to expect. And then after that, it's been a disappointment with Anthony Schwartz and so on and so forth. So I'm hoping that Cedric Tillman, who they're saying, hey, he's getting control of the route, because they were saying he's running the entire tree. And I go, is he running the right branch? Because we have video evidence that he wasn't last year.
Well, all I've seen so far, granted, they're the camp highlights. So you always got to, you know, understand that when you're watching this. Everything I've seen is Njoku getting wide open, receivers getting wide open, quarterbacks, whether it's Jameis or Deshaun Watson, having these receivers open down the field. So it seems like from a perspective of that, including Tillman, that's one takeaway I've had just from seeing the highlights. I know that's so silly because you can highlight an actual football game, you know, and that's probably what you're going to see. I don't know if that'll translate, you know, when they're actually going up against, you know, other secondaries that are trying to stop us and trying to get physical with us and certainly willing to scratch and hold and try to do things that might be allowable in a game, whether it's going to look like that.
Another guy that I can't wait to ask Nathan about at 9 o'clock, Zagura is going to join us at 9 o'clock. He is a big fan of Matt Landers. Likes Matt Landers. We'll see him tomorrow, I'm sure, at some point, probably sooner than later, because it's the first preseason game, so I'm going to want to ask him about that. That's a wide receiver, bigger body wide receiver, 6'4", out of Arkansas. Remember, they got him last year, so we'll see what he's able to do for him coming up tomorrow in the first preseason game. That's it for the training camp report.
Training camp update brought to you by Genesee Brewing Company and Circa Resorts and Casino.
By the way, the new episode of It's Always Game Day in Cleveland. It's featuring Daryl Ryder's reports live from training camp. Talk to the dangerous one yesterday at camp. He's doing okay. He doesn't have power, but he's getting by.
Well, that's good. You go to training camp.
Yeah.
Daryl's single, right?
Yeah,
so
he's a single man.
He's got nothing weighing him down. He can go hang out at training camp all day.
Yeah, he doesn't have a wife and two kids and isn't being offered houses on the east side to go to and having to be told that they can't go because he doesn't support her. He doesn't do that. So he can do whatever he wants in his palatial estate in West Park, even though they don't have any power right now. Subscribe to this podcast. It's the Always Game Day in Cleveland podcast at 923thefan.com on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. Sponsored locally by Smiley One and Bryant, Northeast Ohio's premier heating and cooling solution. It's an inexact science, friends. How many starters to play? What starters to play? 3 years ago, remember, McVay, the Rams, no starters. None. No preseason starters. Not going to do it. You get a Super Bowl run out of them. Everybody, you can't play starters now. It's unimportant. Don't do it. Kansas City, do they play tonight or tomorrow? Do you know, Owen?
Either way,
Kansas City's playing this weekend. They play tomorrow night, and Kansas City's playing starters. Two-time, back-to-back, defending Super Bowl champs. They've been in the AFC Championship games more times than I can count over the last how many years. And they are starting players are playing in preseason game number one. It's a very inexact science here. This isn't where I've had a season where there's not a lot of depth. I'm a deeper team than I've been before, and I think there's guys I want to get work. Like, I think DeJuan Jones is going to play tomorrow. DeJuan Jones coming off an injury. Jed Wills has not really been able to move around a whole lot in public during training camp, so I don't think you're going to see Jed Wills maybe at all during preseason. But, I mean, you're getting to a point here where you're going to have to mix in some of the starters. Now, Kevin said that some of the starters are going to play. It's a question of which ones. And then, of course, we get to number four and whether or not he should play at all during this preseason as well.
Yeah, I'd like to see him. I don't think you have to get crazy with it. And I do trust Kevin Stefanski to design a very safe offense just to get some sort of bearings. Because what I don't really want to see, and who knows, because they've tried it different ways, and Deshaun Watson has tried it different ways playing in the preseason. You don't want the whole first half against the Dallas Cowboys when the season actually starts to be just talking about Deshaun Watson and rust.
Yeah.
And I do think you can alleviate some of that. Not all of it. It's everybody's dealing with some rust going into the season. But I do think you're going up against Dak Prescott and a Dallas Cowboy offense that was top 10 in basically every statistical category last year. I don't really want to fall behind, you know, the eight ball to get underway when that season starts.
Yeah.
And I think they can solve some of that by having him play. And in the past, I've been more risk averse. I have not wanted to play guys. I'm like, it's the NFL. You can get ready. You can do it their way. But the fact that they're starting over with a new offense, that to me is why I think I'd like to see him a little bit.
Am I going to come in? I have to ask more questions to get to an answer. Am I going to come in on Monday after the Browns game against Dallas, say they win, and say, he played in the preseason, that's the reason they won?
No, of course not.
And if they lose, am I going to say that's the reason they lose? So I have to ask, what's the benefit other than it's just for his personal gain? Because we know who the starter is. This isn't some quarterback competition. There's other guys competing for jobs here. There's other guys competing for maybe secondary jobs. I think right now your starters are basically set on both sides of the ball in a lot of ways. But there's guys competing here coming up tomorrow. That's all well and good, obviously. But for him, there's no competition. He's the guy. He's the one who starts. It would have to come down to him personally and how he feels about rust and how he feels about coming back after an injury.
I imagine he wants to play really badly. I mean, I don't. There's nothing that would lead me that would indicate anything other.
Is the Minnesota joint practice enough to you? Because he'll be wearing a red jersey. They ain't going to run into the quarterbacks there.
Right. I think that's important for a bunch of other guys. And yes, you know, to get some of those reps. But I'd like to see Watson a little bit in this camp. And obviously, I mean, Green Bay is putting Jordan Love out there. They just gave him a huge contract, so they're certainly not worried about the risk.
What starter should play, and should Deshaun Watson play in this preseason? Obviously, he's not going to play tomorrow. Do you want to see him in the preseason, other than just for your own curiosity?
I'm not kidding. After all these years,
I do it all the time.
Okay, this is terrible to say. I just didn't think it worked.
What?
I didn't think it worked. I've never done that.
No.
I've never had that technology. I've never done the Alexa thing.
I cannot tell you how many times it's like 2:30 in the afternoon. I go up and get my second shower of the day, and I go, Alexa, play 92.3 The Fan. Playing 92.3 The Fan on Odyssey. And then it goes, and you're espousing the opinions, Dustin.
So here's the thing, Kenny. I was so excited.
The idea, Dustin, that you would.
I bought a tablet to get ready for the college football season so I can have live stats.
I love you, Nick.
Welcome to 2024. And, you know, we're not on the same games as Dustin. Dustin has like a whole team of stats people. When I am doing these games, I actually have to keep track of myself.
Well, why don't you just make...
Welcome to the Mid-American Conference. So, and they added a member this year. You excited about UMass?
Hell yeah,
yeah,
I am.
Yeah, let's go. Let's go anyway.
Are they playing their game still at Gillette Stadium?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, never mind. Well, anyway. I guess I'm not excited about you. I don't got to go there, so to hell with it. You go right on ahead.
I did the Alexa thing, and I told him to play 923 The Fan.
Yeah.
And I had Sarah in the room, and she goes, can you turn that off?
No.
It came on.
She's the worst.
It came on immediately.
God.
Well, she said it was sensory overload because the kids were screaming and yelling.
Oh, yeah. Okay, Liz does that too. All right. If my wife does it, then I don't have a problem with it. Yeah, I'd love telling 90. I'd love telling Alexa to play 92.
I've only done it since Tuesday. It has not responded.
Yeah, it stopped working pretty quickly.
There's times where I get home from football practice and I take my third shower of the day because it's so muggy out.
Number
and it's
three.
Been that way for 2 weeks.
You put your arms
say,
up in the air.
Alexa, play 92.3 The Fan. And Alexa goes, play 92.3 The Fan from Odyssey. Wham, bam, thank you, man. Thanks for flying United. I don't have any Amy Lawrence impressions, so I can't do that.
Station.
Okay. 9 o'clock, Nathan Zagura going to join us on the show.
Do Zach Gelb, can you please?
I was on with him yesterday.
I know. Did you Zoom? Did you get video?
No. He started screaming at me about the stadium.
Oh, we got to play this. We got to play it. Track it down.
He said I was not a real Dog Pound guy. I wasn't a real Browns fan. And I go, I thought for a second he grew up as a Giants fan. Because his dad, Bob Gelb, is one of the great producers in radio history. And that's not, I'm not saying he's a Nepo baby or anything like that. I like Zach. That sounded terrible.
When you have to follow
but
it up with
dad,
that.
Because
you know
I said
Zach,
his
classic
Zach's
Nepo
a,
baby.
Zach's a radio host and his dad
you know,
was a
I'm
producer
not saying
of
no
one of the greatest
Eagle
shows ever
is one of the biggest Nepo babies in the history
well,
of basketball.
It sounds that way. So Zach, I'm on Zach's show and he starts screaming at me about the stadium. And he goes, do you like the stadium? You're going to break my heart. And I go, yeah, I like the Dome Stadium. And he starts saying that I've sold out. I'm not a real Browns fan. I'm not a real Dog Pound guy. I go, Zach, I go, I thought he was a Giants fan. He's a Patriots fan. I go, so you're going to stop being a Pats fan if Jonathan Kraft, or excuse me, when Jonathan Kraft builds a new stadium in your lifetime and when it has a roof on it, which it absolutely will. This is just the beginning, guys. I have a feeling that with the exception of Green Bay and Cincinnati, if they have
thing.
It, we're all going to be playing
thing.
Indoors. They're all going to be
You're
playing indoors.
You're positive about that? Because I would have never thought Soldier Field would have a dome either, or the Bears would play in a dome stadium. But
yeah,
well, you never thought they would. You never thought they'd put a giant toilet in the middle of Soldier Field, and then that's where they would play for a while, and then they'd get sick of that, and then they'd go play in a dome. Yeah.
Right. Well, Buffalo is kind of one of those teams that just doesn't seem like they're on that path, but everybody else, I think you're right.
Because I think it will become a, again, we start using big words because we want to placate everybody, a multifaceted event center that is able to service people not just during football season, but through all 365, yeah, we all do it, everything's there. You, people are saying I changed your channel on their Alexas, I'm sorry. So anywho, if you have any sort of infrastructure whatsoever, which was the big argument about Cleveland, right? Midwest City. If you have any sort of infrastructure whatsoever and your populace will go for it, I got a feeling that most, I mean, out of 32 teams, I would imagine 27 will probably play indoors at some point. I really do. I think Buffalo's not going to play indoors. They play in Orchard Park. It's just not going
to
happen
did
there.
Did they not have the money to figure it out? Both with I know Pagula was a big fracking billionaire, but he doesn't have the money that...
I mean, they probably could, but again, they if you build... What they're trying to do with this, and I know that this is way off the topic of what we wanted to get to, because I wanted to get to Deshaun and Jameis. I'm going to get these calls here in a second. I'll just get this one off my chest with you here. It's not just that they're building that possible indoor stadium with the Browns out of nowhere, with nothing else. They are doing what they can to build everything else around it because you're creating basically an economy in its own right over 176 acres is what you're doing. And so that's what Cleveland wants to do. Kansas City, Kansas is going to want to do the same exact thing. They've all seen this from the Braves as example of what they did where it's like, hey, it's this great big area of European walkable areas of cities, and it's not just going to see the Braves. You're going to shop. You're going there for Christmas. You're going there for all these other things. And that's what the Browns are going to do. That's what, honestly, if the Patriots would have been 10, 15 years later, I think the Patriots would be playing indoors. Yes, they already play on non-natural grass.
And the league,
would be
clearly
indoors.
Pushing.
Yeah. So there will be, like Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh, they rule that stadium with an iron fist. I will probably be damned if Pittsburgh plays indoors at any point. They rule that stadium like crazy. They have everybody play on that stadium. The Steelers have to go through hell and high water and so many hoops just to get a signage done there.
I'll tell you, though, once these AFC North teams come to Cleveland in that dome, their politicians, their teams, their fan bases, because they're going to come here, they're not going to love the fact that Cleveland's experience is going to be world class while theirs is very, very 1970s.
At some point, by the time, and I'm not saying like in the next 10 years, because some of these stadiums are just built, right? Like MetLife Stadium, I would imagine at some point MetLife Stadium, they'll experiment with some sort of roof over that or something like that for those two teams. I think that if Cincinnati, you know, if the daughter of Mike Brown, which I her name escapes me, if they get her their way, maybe they'll see what Cleveland's doing. Because right now, if you look at that stadium, and again, it's only a rendering here, and there's a lot of hoops that they have to jump through, that stadium makes Paycor Stadium look like an old tool shed. So they're going to probably want something different. You see what Tennessee's building. Indianapolis has something beautiful. Houston Stadium is nice. You go right down the list. I think that majority of the teams, I would probably say, venture to say that at some point, by the time Izzy starts to go to college, there will probably be about 20-plus teams that are playing indoors. 216-474-0092. And whether you think that that's disgusting in your mind, maybe you do. I'm not sure. Aesthetically, maybe I won't find it pleasing. I mean, we did go through the 60s and 70s with cookie-cutter stadiums, and that's something I would also like to avoid as well. All right, coming up at 9, Nathan Zagura. I want to get to these phones here in a second about Deshaun and whether or not he should play in front of fans during the preseason. Because he'll get reps next week against Minnesota in the live practices that he'll still be wearing a red jersey. Because 10 out of 11 people are going to be live. Quarterbacks are not going to be live.
And by the way, those are very competitive.
They are.
And the coaches do learn, I think, so much more about the starters.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In those joint practices than they do in these other games.
Yeah, it's your chance to kind of line up and show who you are as men. Like, they do take that person. That's why fights break out of these sort of things, because you know, you are trying to show off in front of your coaches and trying to show off that you are a manlier man than the other man. Those will be competitive, but it's still not live reps where, yeah, something bad can happen. Guys can only always roll into you or anything like that, but that's not expected. We're football in the game. Like, we're tackling on the ground here. They're going to put Jameis Winston out there tomorrow, and people are going to be going after him trying to sack him. Which brings me to a Jameis Winston point that the Marble Mouth of Crawford County sent, and he brought it up yesterday, and I do think it's important, that I do think it's important to see Jameis Winston play pretty well over this preseason. Because I don't think anybody is sitting there. We used to just take it for granted that a quarterback would play 16 games. How many games do you expect Deshaun Watson to play this year? You expect him to play all 17?
No.
And it's not just Deshaun, by the way. Do you expect Joe Burrow? Do you expect Lamar? Do you expect down the line? Do you expect all these guys to play all 17 games?
Yeah, I mean, if the over-under on Deshaun Watson was like 15 games, I'd probably take the under. But that obviously the key is, when are those injuries?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of quarterbacks are now missing time. A lot of guys are banged up. That's not the end of the world. Obviously, you don't want what happened last year, where you're not only banged up, but then you're done for the year.
If we had some sort of bad news again, like, I don't want any bad news like we had that Wednesday after the Ravens game, where I was basically numb about Deshaun Watson being out for the season. Mm-hmm. I thought Kevin was going to get fired. I thought Andrew Berry was going to get fired. I could see it all that morning. I was terrified. Because Dorian Thompson-Robinson, I had seen him once, and I thought that he was a fish out of water. He did his best, and he did do his best during the season as well. But you were not in a position where you could compete with him as a backup overall. Joe Flacco came in and put you in a position where you could compete. Jameis Winston, I think, could come in and put you in a position where you could compete. Turnover, schmurnovers, I don't care about that. I know that Joe turned the ball over a lot. So I know he had the 33-31 season or 33-32 season Jameis did one year, which probably deserves its own 30 for 30, as you said. But Jameis, if he goes out there and he plays well, it's like, all right, in case we have to break the glass on him and we have to do it for two or three games, I'm going to be feeling pretty positive with Jameis after the preseason if he goes out and plays pretty well. I feel pretty positive about him right now.
Yeah, I mean, he's always been an incredibly entertaining player that is going to take chances in a lot of the same ways Joe Flacco did. I mean, Joe Flacco, the reason that some of those throws were so incredible last year is because he doesn't really care. If it gets picked off, it gets picked off. I'm not really supposed to be here anyway. And, you know, it just so happened that he had a great string of amazing throws that have been the best throws you had seen by a Browns quarterback really in years. Eventually, you saw what happened in the playoff game, which, by the way, if Jameis was in a playoff game, I'd kind of expect the same thing. But you do like, obviously, the arm talent of Jameis is there. He's been in this league a long time. You're not really going to throw things at him he hasn't seen before, but he does gamble. You know, he takes chances.
There's not a real pedigree to what a starting quarterback is anymore. We used to have it that way. I don't think that there's a pedigree to a backup. Before, I'd like to say that a backup quarterback was your classic drop back. Hey, let's not turn the ball over here. Let's live to see first down. Let's move the ball, and maybe we're not going for it on fourth down anymore. Maybe we're kicking field goals and at least making, not scores, but possession games different. Maybe it's two possessions possibly instead of just one, that type of thing. Now, I mean, you got Gardner Minshew. He plays with his head on fire, and he's going for the gusto every single time. Joe Flacco, we saw what he did where he just threw caution to the wind, and it was a lot of fun. I think Jameis could be the same way, but I'm seeing a lot of good coaching jobs where you're going to have to make that happen, because you can't just give up on a season if you lose a quarterback halfway through. You're going to get fired. The players cost too much. The stakes are too high. You can't do the old, we don't practice without Peyton Manning because we don't practice bleep. You can't do that
Although,
anymore.
We do finally have a first-round draft pick. You know, we would laugh. Last year, we're like, well, what are we going to do? Tank once Deshaun Watson went down? That makes no sense. You don't have a first-round pick.
Yeah. 216-474-0092.
Not that I think they would, obviously.
Obviously. But Dan and Amherst, you're first up on the Fan. Hello, Dan.
How you doing?
We're doing well, Dan. Go right on ahead, bud.
Hey, Deshaun should start the last two preseason games because we have to ride that horse and figure out what he can do.
Would the last one in Seattle be okay to you? Because I think that the joint practices are going to be enough for them. I don't think you're going to see either starting quarterback from Minnesota or Cleveland next Saturday.
No, because he flinches too much at the start of a game.
Wow. Lima, so your thoughts?
I mean, we've seen it. We've seen him have his struggles early on. I thought he rebounded nicely in the Tennessee game last year after he took a huge hit. It was getting off to a really ugly start on the first two series.
Dan, would you be willing to take the Browns' word for it? Because, like, if they have Sam Darnold or J.J. McCarthy not playing in that game, it probably would be Sam Darnold. Would you take the Vikings' word for it on their quarterback and take the Browns' word for it on theirs? Or no?
I lived through 1-31.
I did, too.
No.
All right, Dan, thank you very much for the call. 216-474-0092. I want to jump back into this coming up in a moment. However, Lima, you gave her your word. It's up next in Fix My Life on the Fan.
Sometimes you just need a fix.
FML, my life.
My life.
FML,
fix my life.
Kenny, what do we do?
Fixing lives.
My life.
All right, so Kenny, the neighbor was going to Punta Cana, which I've never been. I've heard really good things. So I was entrusted to take care of the yard again. Get out, make sure to water those plants. Oh, she's got a great setup in front and in the back. It's a three-pronged effort. I'm not going to bore you with the details of how I go about doing it. And then the power went out. And so, you know, we're texting with her and keeping her updated. I volunteered. I said, do you need me to go in your fridge, toss a bunch of stuff? I'm doing what I can to help Kenny in the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
My question is this. Our life has been so upside down lately. I have obviously noticed that she's going to need more than just water in her yard. Her yard's a mess because of the storm that came through. And my question to you is, am I on the hook?
Yes.
Am I on the hook to take care of the debris that's all over her front and backyard?
Yes.
And there, way more than my yard.
Yes.
Way more.
Did you already clean up your debris?
It is clean.
All right, now you got to go over and clean up her debris.
Very nice and
orderly. One, to get away from Sarah Ono. Two, because if you go over and you make sure her debris is cleaned up,
yeah,
you will have made sure that she will do you favors and will think highly of you and talk highly of you till kingdom come. All right. Now, I mean, you can't just go out and be a jerk neighbor for the rest of your life, obviously. But if you make sure she's going to come home, when does she come home? Imagine Sunday or something.
Okay. Next Monday.
Next Monday. Jeez, yeah. What a nice long vacation. Congratulations on all her success.
Or this month. Yeah, this Monday.
Okay. So if the yard is clear and everything is taken care of, then you're going to be in business for a long time there. Now, I don't know how long you intend to stay in that house. It's always a discussion. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's your first house. Maybe you'll stay there forever. Maybe you'll move here in a couple of years. But either way, you take care of a neighbor's house, and you take care of a neighbor's house through a crisis, like what's going on
so
right now.
Points.
With no point.
Well,
yeah.
Earns me big points. Well,
good neighbors, man. They are so, like Liz and I, we will not move. Get rid of realtor.com on my phone. No reason. I ain't moving.
I thought I saw you looking at something the other day.
I look all the time.
You gotta look.
You don't really look. Like, I like to be a looky-loo, but I'm not really looking. Like, I'm not planning on moving. I'm entrenched now in the neighborhood. But
it's a Hunting Valley home just went on sale. $20 million. The most expensive in the region's history.
Who buys that?
We'll pull some of our assets together. I don't know.
I was saying, who? And you guys all say that people can't afford to go to Browns games when they have the new stadium. We got $20 million on.
$20 million home. Brandon Ayuk's not even going to want to buy a $20 million home.
Well, that's a year's salary for him. Well, you know, not after he gets paid. He wants to have $10 million left over. So you take care of her yard, you're going to be fine. I'm telling you gave your word, follow through with
like
your word.
I like everything you're telling me, but don't forget, I have a few more responsibilities now at home.
I don't care about your responsibilities.
Because
you said what you said.
Of the lack of power at our home. Mm-hmm. And
you've got to do the butter churning now.
I got to do a whole bunch more right now than I normally do. So to then tell my wife, hey, I'm going to go work on the neighbor's yard for the next hour and a half.
Her yard is in your hands, dude.
Which is what it would
take. You gave your word. You gave your word.
To water. That's what I had given the word.
Well, you got plenty of water. But you got to get the stick. How bad is the, how thick are the branches?
I might have to get the chainsaw. I got, Bernie gave me the chainsaw.
Perfect,
I might have to get to work.
Perfect excuse.
But I'm telling you, then she's got both of the kids in the darkness.
Who cares? God, for the love of God, people were married with kids without power for a very long period of time. And then Ben Franklin came around and now we have power. And now all of a sudden it's a crisis the second you leave the house. Take care of your business. Be a man.
I don't think it's that. I think it's also feeling like I have some responsibilities at home that I have to get to.
It's next door. It's not like you're going across the city go take care of someone else's yard.
But now I'm thrusting the two under two to my wife.
Help me.
I know that wasn't under your purview. To worry about that as
Please.
Much.
He can't do it in there. He can't take care of himself in the other room. He needed a hotel room last night, and then, of course, he won't even take advantage of a hotel room and call anybody over because he's too afraid over there. He ain't got any friends to
no
do it anyway.
Friends.
So now, all of a sudden, I got to get you over here to help me. Please help me.
How would your wife feel about that, having her be stuck with the kids while you're working on a neighbor's yard?
Before the storm happened that you had made this deal
to water, and she wasn't thrilled about that, by the way, because that does take time. She's got a ton of plants and
a father. You're not a prisoner, for crying out loud.
I know, but I'm not being a father to them while I'm out watering and doing things with the neighbors.
Put her in the cart, the cozy coop I gave you to occupy her time and go water it.
She does not like that experience.
This is untenable. This is just untenable.
What is untenable?
My God. Nothing. I'm going to bite my tongue.
Well, you got to understand,
it's just ridiculous.
Kenny, we have a little different dynamic at home. I mean, we don't have the... We all can't have the... Liz, take care of the three kids. Maybe I'll see them over the week.
She has a job.
It's a very different situation
What do you mean, I see them over the week? I'm not Harry Chapin.
How much did you see your kids when you were doing the night show?
When I was doing the night show? Yeah. At night? Well, I didn't have any of the kids when I was doing the night show. In the morning, Axel was born, I started doing mornings. That's basically how it went. That's basically exactly how it went. And so when I was doing the night show on set, there's times where I miss them during the day.
Like, your kids are at school now, it doesn't matter. But
we still send them to preschool.
Right, but from the moment I get, they're too young for that. So from the moment I get home.
Is he's two?
I am with the kids. My wife is working. I then take the kids. So if I am now next door doing things for the neighbor, my wife has to stop what she's doing to do this with the kids.
You're still not back.
You didn't have that same situation. It's very different. I think you're applying your situation to me, not the case.
When I was in Ridgeville, I had the same spots and moments, and I've told you this before, where I'd mow the grass and I'd be accused of just going out and mowing the grass to get away from them. And I'd have to come in and deal with all that bleep. And I told you all the times before, it was never always hunky-dory, and I always dealt with it. Because again, you're not the first person at the radio station and not the last you might be the last. I mean, I don't know about the incel over here. But you're not the first person at the radio station to have kids. We all dealt with it. But you gave your word to your neighbor, Tone. That's what this is all about. You gave your word. Don't go back on your word. They're going to remember that forever.
It doesn't feel like my wife cares about that right now.
You treat her like a warden, and you keep treating her like a warden, and you're going to turn into Tim Robbins very quickly. That's all I'm going to say. Tone?
As long as you don't turn into Red, you'll be okay.
But Brooks, technically. Into Brooks.
Sorry,
yeah.
Brooks, not Red.
Stan in Cleveland. Hello, go.
Anthony, I've got four kids. You'll have plenty of opportunity to disappoint your wife later. Your neighbors will remember this for the rest of the time you live next door. They'll remember you took care of them, and your wife will respect it.
There you go.
You'll get the side eye for like 4 hours,
yep,
and then you'll be good.
This lady is going to sit there and tell his wife about how great her husband is, and that's going to be the end of it. Ask yourself, this is an arrogant thing to say. I'll leave you with this. She going to leave you? She leave you for picking up the branches of the next door neighbor? That's what I always say when there's a question.
There have been some threats over the last few months.
I go, what are you going to do, Liz? You going to leave me? You going to leave me over that? No. She ain't going to leave you. Not while the kids are little, she ain't going to leave you. Nuh-uh. Not a chance.
At what point do I have to worry about it?
Over picking up the refuse of the neighbors while it blew over because of the storm that you said you would take care of their yard? Mm-mm. Ain't going to do it. And if she does, good riddance. I said what I said.
Good riddance.
Good riddance.
All right.
Coming up at 9 o'clock.
Need a place to crash in Streetsboro.
Nathan Zagura.
Then I can actually leave the house.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
it
taken
took
care
forever,
of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.